A long time ago was a Yid named Yankel. That was about the only thing about him that made him a Yid was his name Yankel. This Yankel lived far away in the middle of nowhere. What do I mean by the middle of nowhere? There were no Yidden to be found anywhere near Yankel. He lived among the peasants, far, far away in a town, a little town, and there were no Jews there. Rabbi Burstyn, did he daven in the shul? There was no shul. Rabbi Burstyn, was there a kosher store? There was no kosher store. Oh, Rabbi Burstyn, was there a sheichet for kosher chickens? There was no sheichet. Oh, was there Chal of Yisrael? No. Was there a yeshiva to send his kids? No. Was there people to have Shabbos, a guest on Shabbos? No. Unfortunately, no kosher, no Chal of Yisrael, no Shabbos, no yeshiva, no shul. No, nothing. Oh, what did Yankel do? Well, kinalach. Well, he went to work in a little restaurant and he served mashke to the peasants, to the farmers. And they drank mashke and ate pickles and garlic and onions and whatever food they served over there. And they sat over there and, you know, they drank and they came back in the afternoon and at nighttime. And that was Sunday, and that was Monday, and that was Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and even Saturday. Rabbi Burstyn, you mean Shabbos, don't you? Well, for Yankel, it was Saturday. He served the drinks on Saturday. And, in fact, he was very busy on Saturday, because Saturday was even busier than the other day, because, you know, that was a day off, and they liked to come in and drink and eat the pickles and the garlic and the salty fish or whatever he served them. And this is what Yankel did every day, every week, every month, every year, for a long time. And he almost even forgot he was a Jew, except once in a while he reminded himself, his name is Yankel. Isn't that a Jewish name? It's not George, it's not Freddie, Craig, Larry, it's not John, it's Yankel. At least he remembered he was a Jew. Shh. One day, it was quiet for a few minutes. Whoa, so wonderful. All the boys eating their falafel and their pita and all the good stuff. And it got noisy all of a sudden. Shh. And of course, you have to make ho'eitz on the apples. Nice apples. One day, there came into the little restaurant. Now, let me just say this right now. In the restaurant, it was not only a restaurant, but next to the restaurant was a room, and you could buy fruits and vegetables. Raw fruits and vegetables, like a kind of a grocery store. It was like a separate room on the side over there. If somebody wanted to buy raw onions or raw potatoes or raw carrots, well, he went over there because, you know, it was a little town. Apparently there was not another grocery store over there. So the restaurant used food and they had, you know, boxes of raw food on the side, like a separate room. And if somebody wanted to buy raw stuff, they go over there. And if a customer went over there, Yankel went over there to help the customer. One day, there came into that room to buy some raw vegetables a very heleke looking Yid. And this is the first time that Yankel saw any Yid for many, many years. This happened to be the great tzaddik, Reb Moshe Leib of Sassaf, a great Halakha tzaddik and the Rebbe. What was he doing buying vegetables in the middle of nowhere, far, far away? Well, once in a while, Reb Moshe Leib... How many boys know there are different ways to serve Hashem? Is everybody exactly the same how they serve Hashem, or there are different ways? There are different menhagim, and there are different groups, and there's different people. And everybody has a different way to serve Hashem. Not everybody serves Hashem the same way. How many boys have a face on their head? Well, every hand went up. Now, even though you have two eyes, you have a nose, a mouth, and you have two ears, a head with hair, everybody's face looks different. And when I look around this lunchroom at the hundreds of boys, I see everybody is exactly the same, that they have a face, but every face is completely different. So we're the same, and we're very different at the same time. The same thing, even though every Yid has the big schus to keep Torah mitzvahs and serve Hashem, but we all do it in different ways. And every way, of course, if we do it in the right way, Hashem likes that way. Now, Reb Moshe Leib of Sassaf had a certain way to serve Hashem, that once in a while he would go in the middle of the forest all by himself, away from his family, and of course his wife said it was okay for him to do this, and his family, and he would stay all by himself in the middle of the forest in a little house, away from people and away from everything, and he would spend the whole day and the night learning and davening and being close to Hashem in the middle of the forest. And then after that, of course, he would go back to where he lived and be with his family and be with all of his people and his chassidim. But he would seclude himself all by himself for a while. Now, he had a little house in the forest. Reb Moshe Leib had rented a little house in the middle of the forest, not far away from this little town where Yankel was working in that restaurant. And it was not a cave with a buxar tree and a spring of water growing in it, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had by Lag BaOmer, which was not so far before now. But it was a house, and he had to get his own food. And he had heard that he could get food in the town, and he came now just to get his food, some potatoes and some onions and some carrots and whatever other food was there, like apples and stuff. Again, this was raw food, kosher food, that he could just eat or cook in his little house. And now he comes into that little place over there to get food. And Yankel sees this Yid, and he looked so halik and so special. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the brand new story, the very interesting story. Okay, Yankel is in the little restaurant and store. He does not live, he's living by himself. It doesn't say if he was married or had kids or anything. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's not the main part of the story. That's not the main thing in this story, as you're going to see. But he was living far away from Yidden, far away from Yiddishkeit, far away from kosher food, far away from Chol of Yisrael, far away from a good school if he had kids, far away from a shul, far away from a mikveh, far away from any Yid, far away from Shabbos, far away, not only Bagashmius, but Beruchnius. He was very, very much in Golis. And the only thing he did about his Yiddishkeit was, remember, his name was Yankel, and remember, he's a Jew. But beside that, he did not do anything. Every day was the same, working in that little restaurant and store. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday, you mean Shabbos. Well, by Yankel, it was Saturday. And that's now where we're holding in the story. When all of a sudden, one day, things changed. And into the little store part walks a Yid with a beard, and he looked very halik. And it was Reb Moshe Leib of Sasov. What was he doing there? He used to go into the forest, into a little house, and spend time by himself. Of course, not by himself, with Hashem, davening and learning and saying Tehillim and being in his Baidadus, cut off from everybody in order to make himself very halik. Of course, that's a way to serve Hashem. Shh! Not for everyone, not for every time. Even Reb Moshe Leib of Sasov didn't always do that. Once in a while he did that. Shh! Boy, is it noisy today. Shh! Let's pretend we're out in the forest where it's very quiet. And all you can hear, is a little bird tweeting up in the trees and the wind blowing. Shh! It's so quiet in the forest. Well, I think one of the Rebbe's thinks we're in the jungle. He's making jungle noises. Not the jungle, the forest. Yeah, that's one of those jungle buggies. Oh, now, oh boy, everyone is getting into the act over here. Yep. Now it's the zoo. I don't have to pay for sound effects. I have for free. Live sound effects. Okay. Can I laugh? As soon as Yankel saw Reb Moshe Leib, now he didn't know he was a big tzaddik and a rebbe. All he knew was he was a Jew. And he had not seen a Jew in ages. And something inside of him, like, woke up. He felt his neshama. And he felt that he has to go over to Reb Moshe Leib, not only to sell him potatoes and onions and carrots. And he goes over and he says, excuse me, but, you know, I'm also a Jew. I'm also a Yid. Reb Moshe Leib looks up at Yankel. Now, it might even be that if you look at Yankel, you wouldn't even tell he's a Yid. I don't know what he looked like. I didn't have a picture of him. And I can't show you a picture of him. All I know is that it could be Yankel didn't even look like a Yid or dress like a Yid. And he goes over to Reb Moshe Leib and says, you know what, I'm also a Yid. Reb Moshe Leib looks at him and he says, really? And you're living in this faraway place? Do you have a shul? No, I don't go to shul. Do you have kosher food? Well, no, I don't exactly eat kosher food. What about Shabbos? I don't exactly keep Shabbos. This is very busy on Saturday over here. A lot of the goyim come to drink on Saturday, and I have to work on Saturday. And Reb Moshe Leib says, not even Shabbos? You mean you keep your restaurant and store open on Shabbos? You work on Shabbos? The Halakha a day for Hashem? It's the busiest day, and if I would close on Saturday and not work, I would get in big trouble Because first of all, the goyim would come and they want to drink mashke, and if it would be closed, they would get very upset. And the parets would also get upset because it's the most money that comes in on that day, and I have to pay rent to the parets. And if I wouldn't make the money on that day, I wouldn't be able to make the money to pay the parets. And he would get upset. And also, the goyim that come to drink would complain to the parets, they have no place to drink. It's the only little restaurant around. It's a small place over here. And the parets would get mad at me. And sometimes the parets himself comes in to drink. And he would get mad. And sometimes he sends his servant to get mashke to take to his castle. And it would be closed. I can't close on Saturday. Rav Moshe Leib says, Shabbos, not Saturday, Shabbos is the halakha day for Hashem. Money is muktzeh. A yid is not allowed to work. He has to remember Hashem. What's your name? My name is Yankel. Baruch Hashem, you remember your Jewish name. Yankel, this Shabbos, starting Friday night, 18 minutes before the sun goes down, you must keep Shabbos and close the doors to the restaurant. It's closed no matter what. Yankel says, what if the goyim get upset and the parents get upset? What am I going to do? The parents himself might even come here. The Rav Moshe Leib says, just tell the parents, it's Shabbos, a halakha day for Hashem, and that's all. Ken Alach, Rav Moshe Leib bought a few things, and he went now away from the store, and he happened to tell Yankel where his little house is in the forest, in case Yankel would need him. And he said to Yankel, everything will be okay. Just you see, when you do something for Hashem, Hashem helps. Especially if you're doing tshuva. Especially if you're taking upon yourself to begin now keeping Shabbos. Oh, it's such a good story. It's such a rachmanis that we can't hear it because of just noise and stuff. I would like to continue with this story. It gets real good. But the good part you didn't hear yet. Hey, I know it. I want to say it. It's in my head. Shh. How do I get the story from my head into your head? How can I go and put my head... The story is in my head, and the lunchroom is about 150 heads, or counting the Rebbe's, and everybody else who listens to the story, maybe about 160. How will I get the story, which is in my head, into your head? Well, it has to go into words, and it has to go into your ears, and then it goes into your head. But it has to be quiet for the words to go out of my head and into your head. And of course, if the words go into your head, the story goes into your head. Because the main thing is the story, not just the words. Shh. Okay. It came now out of Shabbos. And Yankel is thinking that tonight, Friday night, is not just Friday night, it's Shabbos. And tomorrow is not Saturday, it is Shabbos. And he remembers Reb Moshe Leib of Sasov, what he's telling him. And the words, of course, it says, when the words go out from the heart, they go into the heart. When Reb Moshe Leib was speaking, his words were going out of his heart. And they did not only go into the ears of Yankel, they went into Yankel's heart. And he starts feeling, I must keep Shabbos. The halakha Jew was right. I have to keep Shabbos no matter what. And he decided, he is going to close the restaurant for Shabbos no matter what happens. Even if there will be trouble. And Kindalach, it came Friday night, and Yankel closes the doors, and he locks the doors, and now the restaurant is closed. And Friday night, the peasants and the goyim become now to drink mashke, Let's go to the restaurant to drink mashke and eat pickles and garlic and onions and salty fish and potatoes and kartoshke. And all of a sudden they get there and it's closed. What? Closed? This place is never closed, especially Friday night. Oh, it must be some kind of a mistake. And they start knocking on the door. Hello, Yankel. Well, they also called him Yankel. That was his name. Yankel, open up. And Yankel's inside. And all of a sudden, they start to bang on the door. And they start to bang really loud because they want their mashke. Okay. On fun day, we will have to continue the story. So remember, in the meantime, keep Shabbos. And we'll see what happens on fun day. Okay. Yankel decided he will close the restaurant for Shabbos. The first time that he ever did a thing like that. Shh. And he's worried. What will happen when all the goyim will come on Friday night to drink their mashke and eat their pickles and herring and their salty meat, onions, garlic, and kartoshke? Shh. And it's going to be closed. Oh, they will get mad. And they're going to go tell the parets what's going to happen. And Reb Moshe Leib of Sasov just told Yankel, if the parets comes, just tell him Hashem said to keep Shabbos. Shabbos is a helikatug, a holy day. And we do not work or handle money on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day for Hashem. Shabbos is a day for the Eibishter, a day for Hashem. Okay, let's go on with the story. It is Friday night. Yankel is sitting inside of the little restaurant. He probably lived in a room next to the little restaurant. That's probably where he lived. Otherwise, why wasn't he home? Well, that was home. And did he have a family or not? It doesn't say. I guess it's not important to the story. The main thing that Yankel is sitting in the restaurant and the door is locked. And Yankel has a little becher and he made kiddush. He has some little challahs that he made for himself. A shtickle fishy. And he's keeping Shabbos as well as he can. He must have known something about Shabbos. Maybe Reb Moshe Leib of Sasov told him a little bit about what to do for Shabbos. Or who knows? Maybe he just locked the door and he doesn't know anything else to do. He's just sitting there with the door locked, not working on Shabbos. Maybe he knew nothing about it. Who knows? Maybe he didn't do one thing. You know, there are such people that they're not from. They do not keep Torah mitzvahs. You know why? They don't know anything. Nobody ever taught them. Now, there's two ways that you can come to help such a person to come close to Hashem. One way is, there are 613 mitzvahs. You have to do all the mitzvahs all at once. Now, do you think a person can come from absolutely nothing to doing everything all at once? You think that's going to work? He's got to do everything at once? Well, very few people could do that. What about teaching a person one thing? You know what? It's a very long ladder. There's a very long ladder with 613 steps. Why don't you start on step one? And a person takes one step. Well, if they take one step, where do you think they might go after step one? because they already like step one. A person will like to be on step one because, of course, being close to Hashem is very good. They're one step now on the ladder. Where do you think they might go after step one?
Second step.
The second step, that's right. Now they're on step two. Hey, this is very good. Step one and two. Where do you think they might go after step two? Anybody could figure that out?
Three.
Step three. And little by little, they go up the ladder, more and more mitzvahs. Now, Ken Alach, this is the way that works. The other way to say everything at once does not work. And in fact, it could be the Yetzirah that is trying to, chas v'shalom, get a person to go away from Torah and mitzvahs by making them do too much all at once, too fast. Too much, too fast, all at once. That's not the way. So maybe Yankel was not doing anything. He was not eating challah. He did not have a becher, no kiddush, no candles. Who knows? Maybe he was just doing everything like usual, but the door was locked, and he says, I am not working on Shabbos. Shh. And the goyim come to drink. Hey, it's locked. What's going on? They start banging on the door. Yankel, open up. We want to come in and drink mashke and eat pickles and eat herring and eat garlic. No answer. No answer. Hey, what's going on? They start knocking again. Yankel, open up! And more goyim come. And some of them go around to the window and they peek in. Well, there's a candle burning. Look, Yankel is sitting there. Hey, open up! Why aren't you answering us? It's closed. What do you mean closed? This place never closes. Every day it's open. Well, now it's closed. It's Shabbos. What do you mean Shabbos? It's Friday night. Yeah, it's Friday night. It's Shabbos. Closed. What all of a sudden happened? He's closing? He's sitting there? And they start knocking and yelling and shouting, and he will not open the door. Oh, we're going to the Paretz. We're not going to stand for this. We have to have a place to drink our mashke. And now they go over now to the castle of the Paretz. And all of a sudden, all of these people, 10, 20, 30, 40, I don't know how many people there were. How do you think I know? I don't know, but there's a lot of people going now. And they're going to the Paretz's castle. And the servant goes and says, Paretz, a lot of people are waiting outside. They're really upset. They want to see you. What's wrong? What's the problem? What could be the problem? What's the emergency? They say there's no place to drink mashke tonight. Oh, that's an emergency. And the Paretz now, he was eating supper, you know, Friday night with his family, takes off his bib, goes outside to all the people out there. What happened? You know the restaurant where they serve mashke? Well, it's closed. What do you mean closed? Yeah, something happened to Yankel. He's sitting in there and he says it's Shabbos and he closed the door. He won't let anybody in to drink mashke. We have no place to go drink mashke. But they're going to go home to drink mashke. They're not going to go home to drink mashke. The wife doesn't let. Okay, the Paretz says, let me go see what's going on over here. What's the problem? That's a serious problem. Friday night, no place to drink mashke. That's a serious problem. That's an emergency. And now all the goyim go with the Paretz, and they're all going back to Yankel's restaurant. And they start screaming and yelling and pounding, open up, the Paretz is here with us. And the Paretz screams, open the door. The reason I rent you this place is that you should, first of all, of course, make money and give me the money for the rent. And also, you have to make the people happy. There has to be a place to drink mashke. It's an important thing. Open up the door. Yankel says, well, it's closed for Shabbos. I'm keeping Shabbos. What do you mean Shabbos? What's Shabbos? It's a holy day for Hashem. What are you talking about? You never did this before. All of a sudden, falls into your head a mishigas. Open up so I can talk to you. And now he unlocks the door and he lets in the Paretz. And the Paretz comes in and the Paretz is very upset. Okay, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow We will continue with this very interesting story of Yanko in the restaurant and the porridge and the pickles and